adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. The time for the human sacrifice to the horrible moon god approaches. As the day wears on into evening, the tempo of the ceremonial drums becomes wilder and more abandoned. The natives go mad with fanatical ecstasy, and their weird chants penetrate into the jungle, where Jungle Jim and Kolu hide in the clearing where the sacrificial ceremony is to take place before the hideous idol of the moon god. Working furiously against time to perfect their desperate plan to rescue their friends, Jungle Jim and Kolu watch the approach to the clearing for any advance guard of natives.
Well, everything we can do has been done, Kolu. Nothing to do now but wait for the ceremony and hope that our plan will work.
Drums, shouts in village get louder since sun go down, Tuan. Hear them play now.
They sure are whooping it up, Kolu. Imagine what it'll be like when the moon comes up. Those natives see the moon, they really will go crazy.
Pretty soon I go watch, see when natives start to leave village, Tuan.
No, there's plenty of time yet. It'll probably be just before midnight when they start their procession. The sacrifice will take place when the moon is at its height.
Yeah. You think they bring Mr., Mrs. Stacy, and Missy Little Twan.
I wish I knew, Cole. I figure that Mrs. Stacy is the only one marked for the sacrifice this time. What Stacy has told us, they've been working on her for a long time to destroy her mind and get her in that weird trance.
Maybe they fix Missy Stacy. But Kolu think they not do that with Missy Lil.
You're right there, Kolu. It'll take a lot more than that tribe to break Lil down. They can work all the voodoo magic they can think of without weakening Lil any.
Yeah. Maybe they fix Mr. Stacy, Twan.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to find out that they got him under their spell. He's not exactly a strong man type. Be liable to crack under pressure.
It'd be better if they bring all three, Twan.
Make the job a whole lot easier if they bring the Stacys and Lil together. But once we get working, Lil will realize we're trying to save them. And she won't lose any time in cooperating.
Yes, Tuan. Look, Tuan. Through trees. See, natives coming.
You're right, Kolu. Three of them. I wonder what they're coming ahead for. Keep well down, Kolu. If they spotted us now, it would ruin everything.
Natives go to front of moon god, Tuan.
Boy, look at that. What a wicked-looking knife. Kolu, that must be the sacrificial knife. Look. What's he doing? He's sprinkling some kind of powder over the front of the altar.
Look, Tuan. Other native bring up something in bag.
They're skulls, Kolu. Human skulls. Three of them. Look. He's putting them one on each side and one in the middle of the altar.
Yes, Tuan. That may be sign.
Sign? What do you mean, Kolu?
Maybe three skulls be sign to moon god. That three people be sacrificed.
That's an idea. You're probably right. Look. Now he's putting three cups beside the skulls.
Those be blood cups, Tuan. When moon people make sacrifice, first give up blood.
You mean they take blood from the live victims and offer that up before killing them?
That be right, Tuan. Then when high priests say, moon god take blood, then they kill people.
I see. First, the moon god must accept the blood. And the victim is offered up. Okay. What are they doing now?
They bring now something make fire.
That's right. Putting it down in front of the idol.
Now native make big ring. See, Tuan.
He's drawing a big circle around the place where the fire is to be laid. They must be the assistants of the high priest.
They help high priest. They be same natives who we follow yesterday.
Yes, I guess you're right. They brought the prayer rugs and lit that pile of incense that's been burning.
Look. Natives be all finished now, Tuan. See, they start back to village.
On the run, too. Well, won't be long now, Kolo. Probably made all the final preparations. Now they hurry back, tell the high priest everything is all set, and the ceremony can begin.
Look up in sky, Tuan. Through trees. See?
A full moon rising. That's the sign, Kolo, for things to happen. Come on. Let's take up our positions.
And back in the village, the rise of the moon is the signal for the ceremonial drums to beat louder and the frenzied chants of the natives become more weird. In his cell, Stacy tries hard to control himself and retain his sanity in the midst of all the maddening din.
Are you going to keep up that infernal noise all night? Stop it, you crazy swine. Yeah. Stop it. Stop it.
What for you shot, what man? No one hear you. You no like to hear drums, songs, my people.
Are you trying to drive us mad? Why are you torturing us? Kill us if you're going to, but don't drive us mad with that terrible, maddening noise.
What is matter, what friend? Not like music. Stay, big hut. What we see like music? She dance. She dance all time like music. She happy, she go be daughter of moon god.
What? What's that you're saying? What are you doing with my wife, you murdering swine?
White man, the big moon. With time make sacrifice to moon god. Tonight, when moon high priest take people to jungle. Make sacrifice, moon god.
You mean you're going to sacrifice white women to the moon god? You can't, you swine.
Let me out.
No.
Let me out of here.
No. You stay locked in this hut. When time comes, god comes. Take you away, the moon god.
You dare try this, you'll be punished. It's against the white man's law. Go get your chief. I want to talk to him.
No. Chief not talk with you. Chief, get ready for big sacrifice. We don't live by white man's law. More people live by high law, high priest, and moon god. We don't want white man law.
Let me out. Take me to your chief. You're a high priest.
No,
I must talk to him.
No.
You've got to stop this murder.
No.
Come back. Come back here. Do you hear me?
And in a nearby hut, Mrs. Stacy, in an ecstatic trance, sways to the savage rhythm of the drums, while Lil works desperately trying to bring her out of the strange spell.
Stop it. Stop it, Helen. You hear me? Stop it. You're not going to sway to those infernal drums. I'm going to hold you still. Listen to me, Helen.
No. I must listen to the music. My music. It's all for me. I like the music.
It's not your music. You hear me? It's noise. The noise of savages. Do you hear me? It's noise of ignorant savages who don't know any better. You're a white woman, like me. You don't belong here. We're soon going home. Home to your husband, Harvey. Harvey Stacy. Don't you understand?
No. Let me go. I want to go to the music. Out there. My music. I want to listen to the music.
It's no use. That fever's gone to her brain. She can't think. She's hopeless. What can I do? It's all so hopeless. That noise is maddening. If it would only stop, I might have a chance. Thank heaven for that. Now what's happening? Why this sudden quiet? Maybe I can see what's going on.
Hear me, O my children. The hour is at hand. See the great white one float above you. The mighty one looks down. Bow down before the mighty moon god. The hour is at hand. Prepare yourself. The hour has come to do homage to the mighty one, for he demands the blood sacrifice. He must drink of the blood of the white one. Go you, my sons, and fetch the white one who is to be sacrificed to the mighty one.
The hour has come. The high priest, dressed in his weird ceremonial costume, gives the signal for the human sacrifice, and the young men move toward the hut where young Stacy's wife stands staring at the door. And off in the jungle, Jim and Kolo prepare to make their last desperate chance to save their white friends. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, Blondie, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. And look for the new adventure and comic strip entitled The Phantom, now being featured in full color in the Comic Weekly. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.